terms of like, okay. If I own a business and my employees work from home, like I would be cheesed.
That was me, and someone just told me I ate 5 weed gummies, I would freak the fuck out.
Guessing it was about five.
And I just stuffed it in my mouth.
So she hits the floor, she's laughing, it just goes quiet. She just starts crying. You're right.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the pod. This is our 100th episode.
The Cento episode.
Woo! The Cento. Keeping it real Cento this episode. Yeah. So today we had to have our favorite people on for our 100th episode. So we have Roman and Francie.
What's up?
We're all tired. Sorry.
Yeah, no,
sorry. We're all tired.
So, we want to start this episode off with a really funny story that has been top of mind for the last couple of days. Because it literally sounds like a story out of a movie. So, the other day, me and Roman went to the cottage. Okay. Before Roman and I left to the cottage, I won't say that part. So, we leave to the cottage. Fran texts me. On our way to the cottage, I'm going to read what she said. Oh, fuck. I'm going to have to scroll up because we've been texting. So Fran texts me on the way to the cottage. Fran texts me as me and Roman were up to the cottage. She goes, I think I'm having that anxiety attack like you did at that gym the one time. Because as you guys probably recall, I talked about how I had a panic attack at the gym. And I described to Fran what I was feeling. Then she goes, I feel high as fuck, but I'm not. My heart is beating. My chest hurts. I feel dizzy. OMG. I feel like I am going to pass out. I think I'm having a heart attack. I am like deadecorating right now. Don't know what that was supposed to say. I think she was supposed to say deactivating.
No, I don't know either.
Deactivating.
And then I wasn't answering.
Deactivating maybe.
I'm malfunctioning.
Hello. I think I need to go to the hospital. I feel like a mental patient and that I'm going to throw up. I literally feel high, but I'm not high. I don't know if it's anxiety.
But I'm not high. Yeah.
So as I'm reading this, I'm like, I literally feel high, but I'm not high. I was like, at first I was like, okay, she's definitely having a panic attack. Like, it's fine. I went through this. But then I was like, wait. So I call her and I'm like, Fran, did you like happen to eat any candy at our house? Because she came to mine and Rome's house to pick up Kiki. While we were at the cottage, she had the key, whatever. And she's like, I'm like, did you happen to eat any candy? And she's like, yeah, I had like 5. I was like, Rome bought THC gummies that were 30 milligrams per gummy. And Fran, who said, I feel like I'm high, but I'm not, was high as fuck. She ate more than her body weight. In like grams of THC, like each gummy was 30 grams, milligrams, whatever. But so how much is that? Like 150. She ate 150 milligrams.
Yeah, but doesn't equate because I'm pound. Like what's that?
I know. You didn't eat more than your body weight, but like you ate 150. Even milligrams.
An experienced smoker, like 100 milligram like edibles.
Dude. So then I was like, fuck. So then I started to get not scared, but I was like, fuck. If she starts to like freak out, my mom freaks out. She's gonna blame it on me somehow, some way. Like even though like who goes to someone's house and just eats shit that's like hidden on the counter?
Wasn't hidden.
It was
a bag with no ingredients.
There was a bag with no ingredients. It had the silver. Insulation, you know, like when
it's like a blacked out fucking Ziploc bag.
I thought it was like one of those
sketchiest looking bag
Wait, I'm not done yet. So I was like, fuck. So I started looking shit up. I'm like, what happens if you're 120 pounds and eat 150 mil? Whatever, I guess your weight. And it was like, she'll probably see goblins. She'll see Jesus. And I was like, oh my God. So she's calling me. She was like, Sam.
Michael Myers.
She's like, Sam, I'm literally going to die. Oh my God, I'm literally going to die. I was like, fuck. And then whatever. Like, obviously she was fine. But like, it was actually so funny because I'm reading it and I'm like, wait. Like, you know, when like that like moment happens, we're like, oh, fuck. That's what I thought. Because I was like, if that was me and someone just told me I ate 5 weed gummies, I would freak the fuck out.
Dude, she was tripping
story.
Balls.
Wait, my side of the story.
Dude, she, her face hey, wait, was like stuck like this.
No,
like the whole night, her face was like this. Her eyes were red as fuck and she could barely open them.
Did you take a picture?
No.
Yeah, there was no evidence allowed of that.
This is my story. Sam and Roman always have a bowl of candy in their kitchen, and it looked like the exact same candy in that package. I figured it's not there. I looked to my right. It's where the sink is. I didn't even bother to look at the package. I thought there was no like THC symbol, and usually there's like a little warning sign.
But it wasn't
from a dispensary.
Yeah,
but it wasn't even obvious. Like, you know, in our house, like, like where the fridge is.
Sam, yeah. I was grabbing a glass of water.
It was on the side of the fridge where the counter is, but tucked against the wall. She's just in our house, like, look at me. Like,
I just saw you making some of them did that. I grabbed a glass of water and I looked down. Because you've been hype, like, emphasizing that.
Because I wouldn't have looked at a sketchy bag and someone tells me.
I got a glass.
Nice like under the garbage can. What do you mean?
Okay, go. I grabbed a glass of water. I saw the candy package and I was like, okay, this is probably the candy they use. I took one. I ate it. I'm like, these are pretty fucking good. So I took a handful more, guessing it was about five, and I just stuffed it in my mouth. Then I go. So sorry. Before this, me and Francie, for some reason, watched Halloween Kills at 12 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, I'm searching. Does Michael Myers?
Wait. What? So 12 o'clock p.m. Like, 12 o'clock p.m. We're watching Halloween.
Wait, is this after?
Yeah. Okay, you guys are messing up. Like,
no, no. She came. Okay, before the candy, she was at my house watching Michael Myers with me. We finished the whole movie. She was actually shook after, and then from there went to your guys' house.
Yeah, I was actually scared of the movie. Like, it was a scary movie. And
wait, can I tell my perspective?
Wait, can I do mine first?
Okay,
go.
So,
go find that.
Anyways, okay, we just watched Halloween Kills. I was kind of spooked out. Like, that was actually a kind of fucking scary movie. I don't know why you watched that in the middle of the day.
Were you scared to be in our house by yourself?
Listen, so I go pick up Kiki. I have the gummies. I come home. I didn't know there were gummies, obviously. As soon as I pull up to the house, that music was in my, like, da-da-da-da. I'm like, wait, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was actually scared of my house. So open the door. I'm hearing noises. I actually heard the back door go like this because I left it a little bit open. I was like, holy fuck, Michael Myers is in the house. Like, I started getting this, like, fear in me. Yeah. Like, and then in the back of my mind.
Plus, the peak of getting higher.
No, but that was why I was scared. I was scared because I was high. I'm like, I'm not usually scared of scary movies. Like, why do I give a fuck if Michael Myers isn't real? Yeah. I go on a Google search. I'm in my bed, sinking. I'm searching, does Michael Myers kill dogs? Does Michael Myers kill kids?
Like, of all
Halloween series movies. Does Michael Myers really die in the series or is he still alive? Like, I think he was going to come back to life and, like, fucking get me. So I take a walk. I call Sam, and that's when she's like,
when you were walking, how were you feeling?
I thought I was having anxiety. So I'm like, think of five things you can smell. Think of five things. And it calmed me down for a bit. And then I saw this lady walking her dog. And she was just staring at me. I'm like, holy. I was like, holy fuck right now. I need to, like, leave. Like,
go. Chalvin just looks at her. She's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Francie comes to my house. I'm laughing at his face. Like, I'm literally looking at him. I start dying.
Kiwi, you're skipping so much shit.
Now switch to his perspective. Yeah, okay. Which Francie was probably getting 20 calls from me, from my mom, from Rome.
Yeah, no, I finished. So I was playing Val. I finished a game of Valorant. I have 4 missed texts from Rome, a missed call from Sam, like 17 missed calls from Fran, and like a couple messages from all you guys. I'm like, yo, what the fuck just happened? So I'm like, hey, I'll answer Fran first, obviously, which I probably should have read your guys first. Yeah. She's like, dude, that scary movie, like, really fucked with me. Like, you don't get it. Like, my heart hasn't started racing. I'm at home just chilling. And, like, for some reason, I think Michael Myers is going to come kill me.
You're like, shut the fuck
up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, so cheese.
No, it's just like, so weird that I'm like, hey, I didn't even want to answer that. So I fucking, like, close that. Then I read your guys. And she's like, you're like, yo, I think Fran ate a wee candy Zach. And I'm like, yo, this all makes sense now. So I'm like, yo, I was like queuing another game about. I'm like, fuck this. I got to go to her house right now. Like, I need to see what the fuck's going down. I show up, she like opens the door and like, I can't even like describe it. Like, her shoulders were just like permanently like slouched and her eyes were like so close. I'm like, yo, like,
I look so fucked. Dude.
What's up? Like, is everything good? It's like, you don't even get to do, like, I'm so fucked. Like, whatever. Anyway, go inside and talk for a bit. She just keeps laughing at my face like multiple times. She's like, you look like this. You look like that. Like, all this stupid shit. I'm like, yo, shut up.
Like, what?
Whatever. I don't even know, like, stupid shit. So
like,
I'm like, pirate. Okay.
I'm like, I say weird.
Yeah, weird. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck her. Like, I'm going to fuck with her. So I started making her die of laughter. Like, just stupid shit. She started laughing so hard that, you know, when you like collapse like down, you're like laughing so hard, like you just like hit the floor.
Yeah.
So she hits the floor. She's laughing. It just goes quiet. She just starts crying, bawling her eyes out of nowhere. I'm like, yo, like, is everything good? Like, you were just dying of laughter. She's like, dude, my legs just gave out on me. They're not even working anymore. I don't know what's happening. Like, I think I'm getting paralyzed or something. I'm like, dude, I just made you laugh and you like hit the floor. She's like, oh, really? That's what happened? And like, she was perfectly fine. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Isn't it weird how like it can fuck with you, dude, that much?
Oh my God. And then he told his name.
A lot of it's like your mental too. Like,
remember you told her name?
Yeah, because she's like, I don't want to see anyone. She's like, I'm not coming over if I have to see anyone. I don't want to see your mom. I don't want to see this.
And
she's like, who's going to be in the kitchen? I'm like, what? She's like, who's going to be in the kitchen? I know we're going to have to walk by them. I'm like, yo, like, I don't think anyone's there. Like, you're good. Yeah, but my neighbors are outside. So I prepped them a bit. And anyways, the conversation with them was so funny. Like, yo, I have to save my girlfriend. She's like, dying of weed edibles right now. They're like, okay, like, go take care of her. And I guess they thought I was going to stay there. So, like, when I showed up, they were all, like, looking over, like, so, like, shocked and shit.
I was like, hi.
And just ran inside.
Anyways.
That's it for me. Sorry.
That was,
That's funny.
That was on Roman's perspective, he was fucking scared that, like, he's like, fuck, now, like, I left these, they're my gummies.
I barely remember. I was like, yo, I have a feeling your sister is going to snack on something
in
here.
Don't get mad at this,
I was like, let her know that there's a bag of candy here and she should probably not eat it. There's literally a text of me saying that. And, like, the next message was her saying, were they on the counter? I was like, here we go. She 100%
don't get mad at me saying this, but Fran will, like, just eat all our snacks all the time, right? Like, if there's something there, she will eat the candy. Like, you know what I mean?
It's in the fucking bowl. So I'm gonna eat
no, I know. But I'm just saying, like, you will eat, like, the whole thing. Like, you will just, like, stand there and eat it.
Okay.
And I was like, there's no way she's going to eat this candy. Like, anyways, it's enough about the candy. But I didn't tell her that the candy was there because, I don't know, I was like, there's no way she's going to see this and eat it. You know?
That was way too good of a story. Like, even my mom and shit. I'm like, yo, like, she's, like, really scared. Like, she doesn't want to talk to you guys. So, like, that whole night, they're like, oh, like, hope you feel better. Like, whatever. And then the morning, they all are like, yo.
Yeah, they're dying.
Did you have a hangover?
For
no,
sure.
No, I woke up amazing. I told Fran, like, I feel fucking great. My skin was glowing. My skin's, like, perfect right now.
Because if you take them, like, right before bed, just, like, one, like, you get, like, a good deep sleep. Yeah, you're not supposed to take fucking, like,
six. But,
all right, well, any other weekly updates?
I was watching Love is Blind, which you watched.
Is there a new...
There's After the Altar, the 1 year.
Oh my God, I saw that. I don't give a shit.
Do you? I don't give a shit. But I wanted to ask you guys something. So there's this girl. Okay, yes. So you know how Love is Blind is, right? They like marry at the altar, you don't. So this couple didn't end up getting married.
Yes.
Who are you talking about?
Micah and Paul.
Okay.
But Micah, the girl, is like best friends with the ex's mom. So it shows one
like Paul's
mom. Yeah, Paul's mom.
Okay.
So it shows them going out for dinner and like they look the same. The hair is on the same. And she's like, oh my God, like we're besties, even though like you and Paul like didn't end up getting married or whatever.
This is the guy and the ex's mom?
The girl and the ex's
mom.
Okay. And then the girl's like, anyways, I was just watching. It was so fucking weird. She was like going against her son who like didn't say no to her, who said no to her at the altar. And was like, oh, yeah, he's talking to, like, a different girl. Like, I'll break her knees for you. Like, just weird shit like that. And I was thinking, like,
bruh,
isn't that... I was saying, like, okay, isn't it weird to be that fucking close with an ex's, like, parent? And do you think it's weird to be that close with an ex's parent?
Ex's parent, but this is a new girlfriend's...
No. This is the... Guy said no to this girl at the altar.
Yeah, but simplify.
Yeah, but no, the mom is friends with the ex.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
The mom is friends with the girl.
But is she with a new guy?
No. He is with a new girl.
And the girl's just talking to that guy's mom, pretty much.
The ex is best friends. And the guy's with the new girl. Yes. Like, do you think when you break up, can you still have a relationship with the person's family?
I mean, I guess it's dependent on like the people, right? Like if they had like their own relationship, like.
Yeah, but if the guy has a new girlfriend and the mom is talking to his ex-girlfriend, talking shit about his new girlfriend.
I mean, talking shit about the new girlfriend is kind of weird.
Yeah, that is fucked.
That part's
fucked. I just think when you break up with somebody, I think everybody's just like not.
Well, yeah, but what if you like, who knows what the fuck those two people went through together? You know what I mean?
Not much. Your own love is blind. They lasted like not even, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, but that's my point. But like the girlfriend and the mom. Like, who knows? They could have went on a vacation and just fucking
maybe they're, like,
boys.
Really close, like, just them two, you know?
I don't know if I would like that. Would you like that?
Yeah, obviously no one would like it. I'm just saying there could be a reasonable explanation.
Let's just say you and Roman broke up and then Roman's just boys with dad, like, best friends with him, hanging out with him, went for dinners.
I wouldn't really care.
Really?
Even though you still had a boyfriend and I wasn't, like, talking to your dad, just, like,
I
talk
was
to
giving
you,
insight
like, no
on what you're saying
reason,
and doing about like, Roman. It's just weird. That's, like,
I would
weird.
Only care if my boyfriend cared. Like, if he was, like, that's fucking weird, then I'd be like, dad, stop talking to Roman.
I mean, I wouldn't be, like, I mean, I don't know. It's different if, like, she's coming around to come hang out with them and shit, like, when they're all chilling. Like, I don't know. There's, like,
yeah, that would be weird as fuck. Like, yeah, as long as they do their own shit, like, who really
like,
cares?
Like, if there's still just a friendship, whatever. Like, I don't think anything's bad for
I thought it was, like, odd.
It is odd.
And then the girl and the mom was like, you should be begging for her on one knee. Begging goes a long way. And I was like,
wait,
what? Yeah, that shit's, like, weird.
That's
that
weird.
She's, like, telling her, like, shit like that.
Anyways, it was just a weekly update because I was watching it and I just thought it was a thought. I don't want to say this.
I think the idea of that show is just ridiculous. But yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know what's even more ridiculous? The Ultimatum.
Oh, I love that show.
I always try to play like devil's advocate with these like
it's
shows,
good, but like.
Actually just.
You're going there. You're like, okay, wait, no, for like, a breakup actually, on that
yeah, basically.
Like,
yeah.
There's no healthy intention.
You literally just want to, like, unless you're going to live with somebody and you don't do anything with them. You're just living with them to see like, oh, I like
but
this.
But like, why even that?
He doesn't know what the Ultimatum is. So basically the Ultimatum is couples who are like, pretty far along in their relationship.
And they go on the show and like, they face like,
no, that's Temptation Island.
No,
that's Temptation Island. That's different.
It's just like, why are you doing that?
Slightly different thing.
Yeah. The Ultimatum.
How can we ruin this relationship a different way?
There's literally so many reality shows just catered towards like
ruining relationships.
Trying to like maybe ruin
it's
a relationship.
It's like toxic influencers trying to get their fucking time to shine on a show. Like that's
anyways,
why
I think it's
just make a fool of themselves.
But wait, you didn't even tell them what it is.
Yeah,
you didn't even tell them what it was.
People who are like, close to getting married or like far along like that or just like want to move in, like make a serious move.
Yeah, yeah.
One person wants it, the other doesn't. They bring them on the Ultimatum. But like the person who doesn't want to do it is now being put on the show, but they're both kind of a part of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they go and date like all the other sex of the other couple. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They all mingle with like, they pick another partner based on like all the couples that are there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To live with?
Yeah, you do a trial, like you live with them, like a trial marriage. You live with them.
That's fine.
Basically, for 3 weeks, you live with that new partner. Let's say you.
I don't trust my girlfriend. Let me just let her live with someone just to see what will happen.
And then at the end of the 3 weeks, you come back with your girlfriend. And you tell them all this shit that.
Just like, what do you think will happen like from this show?
I fucked Paul, but I promise I still love you.
Yeah. We can
make
it just a sign of love.
I just needed to make sure it was my last step to make sure I still love you.
This girl was acting like a psycho. Not a psycho, but she was acting kind of like
Lily or whatever. Lisa?
I forget. Yeah, Lisa. She was acting like really like, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. Like this is like, he was talking to a girl. She's like, you can't talk to her. And people are like, that's a normal reaction to have on the show. Like everyone else was kind of like, yeah, do your thing. And like, explore.
Like imagine like, you saw Francie sitting next to a girl laughing and just like, she was like,
and you're broken up. We
in front of
up.
You, and they're making
in
them
front
laugh.
Of fucking people.
Well, I don't care if the girl makes
TV
them laugh.
TV on TV.
You know what I mean?
No,
bro.
I'm saying like if he came to me and goes, well, I'm living with so and so now. It's going great. She makes me laugh as she cooks dinner.
And you know what I realize about like, you? You don't do this. She
cooks dinner.
Yeah, you don't cook me dinner. So yeah, no, but like
dinner, she makes me laugh.
Those jokes.
I don't know.
She cooks me dinners.
Moving on from the Ultimatum. I want to ask you guys, put you on the spot a little bit, because I just want to bring up the fact that, like, I'm so wise sometimes. Like, when I look back and look at my old journals, I'm just like, wow. Like, I really, like...
Why? So, what you read in your journal?
Okay, hold on. So, first, I want to ask you all, what is, like, a dream of yours? Like, a dream. Like, this is, like, a dream of mine. You don't have to get that deep if you don't want to.
Still possible? Or, like, past dream?
And well, anything is really possible. I guess, okay, I guess still possible. Like a dream that you have for your future or just your life in general, like specific to you.
If it wasn't like, if it was like 6 years ago, it would be to play in the World Cup for Argentina. 100%. That's still like, I like get shivers thinking about that. I'll have to think about a new one. I don't know.
Okay. What's yours?
It's actually like a tough thought. Honestly, like.
I mean, I can think of one off the bat.
Go, you go.
I mean,
spark my mind a bit.
I feel like it has to do with streaming and stuff.
Oh, for me, you're saying?
What's your dream? Like, what's a dream that you have for yourself? Could be anything. It's yours.
Yeah, I guess maybe like streaming. I don't know.
Specifically, like what?
Like video games.
But don't be shy.
Like streaming video games. You know, like I always liked streaming video games.
But you can stream video games now. So what's the dream? Like what is the picture? What is the dream?
Oh, like being like making a career out of it. Like being able to like provide from like streaming, you know, like being able to live out a dream.
I think variety streamers are the sickest thing ever. Like guys you literally like, like whatever people want you to play, you play it for the reaction and just like chill with your chat.
And he would have a good personality for it.
Yeah, 100%. Just like even you know when they're greening out and just like watching YouTube videos reacting with their chat, I think that would be the funniest thing ever.
Yeah. Like, it's like a good way to interact with everybody too. Yeah. Because like you're like, it's like they're laughing with you, you know? You're not just playing a game like locked in and people are just watching.
It's always like stupid like YouTube dating, like those like shows. Like,
oh, I love those.
I know, but imagine like, watching that with like 20,000 people and they're all reacting like all the time. You're like, yo, that girl does it. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever you joke.
It makes it sick. It's like you're watching with like a big crowd.
Did you think of one yet?
Me? Okay. Now, to be honest, pretty simple, to be honest. I just want to own an online company and live in BC.
Okay. What kind of online company?
I don't know. Well, I'm in like cybersecurity right now, and there's like some things I could think of,
but
like,
you don't just want to say it.
Anything that would be like working from home and being able to live in BC.
So that is like a dream you have. Like you picture, you can picture like where you'd want to live and how like your days would go.
Hunting, fishing every weekend.
Okay.
When possible. You know?
Yeah.
How about you?
The podcast, obviously.
But what, like specifically, like anybody could really start a podcast. Like specifically, what is your dream?
10 million followers.
No, I think to be like part of like a panel or like a tour, like us doing like things on a tour, like speaking to like a bunch of people or like making a community like of people that we can speak to. Mm. That's one. Another one is opening up a dog boutique or like a dog shelter slash dog walk, like my own little like doggy center for shelter dogs.
Dude, that's, sorry, I have to cut you off. That's actually a fucking crazy idea.
What?
The first one. Like, I know, imagine like doing like a podcast tour.
Yeah,
like,
people do
like
that.
For 30, they do that?
Yeah,
there's podcasts. Fuck, I was going to say like, you'll cut this shit out. That's like.
Yeah. People do that. I'm not inspo for the podcast.
Idea, bro. Cut that
shit out. I would love to do a podcast.
It's called The Girls' Bathroom, and they go on, they went on tour like as them too, The Girls' Bathroom tour, but it's like a bunch of girl, I think, podcasters, and you're standing on stage and like having a podcast with like
but there's your audience.
Oh, okay. I just mean like, imagine like going, like planning like 30 days. And let's say like you had like 15 different podcasts in the States. Every 2 days you did like a different podcast or something.
What do you mean?
Like a podcast tour. You know, like you go on tour and you like
and like different, places.
Oh, we go to
but
the
you go to their podcast. Like,
oh, in the, like, imagine, like almost in the like States. A press tour.
Yeah. Like you just like go.
Like a local podcast in that area.
Yeah, you're a guest on like 10 different podcasts in 30 days.
That would be perfect for, that's a, like a perfect marketing strategy if we like.
Write that down.
Yeah, cut that shit out.
Right,
that
definitely okay.
Being cut out. Just like planning business ideas. Yeah.
One of my dreams, like, I don't want to say here yet because it's both mine and friends. It might come true. So I don't want to say it here yet. But I think definitely one of mine would have to do with the podcast too. Like, I think being able to, like she said, speak to like a community of people, like live, and like be able to talk to people live and be able to have Keeping Acento as like a mother brand and have other brands under us, whether it's our own like clothing or like just things that we like something to do with pets, but all under like Keeping Acento, and like everything that strings from that is like authentic to us. And then the second thing is I would want to own a property in like the States, in like multiple states, and like have different like homes to go to, and they would be in hubs where like podcast networks and like podcast like areas are, like maybe one in LA and like Dallas and New York. That'd anyways, so I say this because I wrote down this quote one time when I was very much lacking direction. And like, it was when like I was at a time in my life where I was like in a job, like I really fucking hated. Like I really was like, what am I doing? I have 2 degrees and I'm working this job. Like, and then me not realizing that degrees really don't have to do with anything. Like I was just like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
We didn't have the podcast yet. And I was trying to do just like a bunch of different things to like make myself happy. And I wrote down this quote, which you guys might not think is that profound, but I wrote down what my dreams were, like start a podcast, like do, which I didn't feel like would ever happen. Mm-hmm. One of them was to have a certain amount of money in my bank account, which like was eventually able to happen. Cause this was when I was like down bad, like before. So I was like,
see, that makes me happy when like, even me, like $50 in savings and you end up getting it. It's like, wow, like that was a small goal. But
and like one of them on here was to like reach a certain number of followers on TikTok. And we did anyways. So it's your dreams are your dreams because your true self is deeply aligned with those versions of reality. Kick it. Do you get it?
Your dreams are your dreams.
Your dreams are your dreams because your true self is deeply aligned with those versions of reality. Like Francie wanting to live in, like specifically wanting to live in BC and have his online community, like that is achievable. It's not just like, oh, I want to do this. And like, it's probably won't happen. Yeah. It's like, that's his dream. Because like, if we get on like a universe level, like his true self is aligned with that. And like, if you can think it, you can do it. Cause I didn't think that. That's not my dream.
Like his subconsciously dream, he's striving for that is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like,
his true
like,
self.
It's like aligned for him in the universe.
Yeah. Really, because like, he thunk it. Like, you did
thunk it.
I'm sorry.
Thunk it.
He thunk it.
So in the comment, obviously degrees do matter.
Yeah, obviously you don't have a fucking degree because you said thunk. You like I would never say I want to become a famous streamer because like I like my true self, that would be like lying to myself. So I think like if you're just true with yourself and like really outline what your dreams are and like what you want to do in life, like you can actually achieve it. And like it's so cliche, but if you can think it, you can do it. Anyways, I just wanted to put that because like I lied to myself a lot. I would be like, I want to be a fucking multimillionaire real estate urban planner. Like, no, I fucking don't.
Yeah,
I don't want to be an urban planner. Like, that's what I used to say. Like, I want to
that's what you're going to school for. So like, that's like what you thought you were just doing. Cause
yeah.
Like,
or like, I
want to down for you.
There was this one developer that was like super rich developer that I always wanted to work for and like be part of their developing department. And I was like, I'm going to be rich and I'm going to work here. Like, no, I don't fucking want that. And that's why like you feel resistance when you're trying to like do something that you don't feel aligned with. But anyways, just wanted to bring that up.
I feel like they change too. Like,
Your
dreams evolve with you because you actually do achieve a lot of them in your lifetime.
And they don't need to be the exact... Sorry, go ahead.
Like everything changes with time too, right? Like, so you have to like be able to adjust your goals to like what's changing as well.
Yeah. You never want to have like a stagnant life where you're not striving to do... Can't just say you're like good ever.
Yeah, you can't just be like, yo, I'm like happy where I'm at. Like, this is good.
But
like,
at the same time, you should find like those little pockets of like I said, like, oh, we wanted 10,000 TikTok followers. That's not like a big thing, but it's like, oh, but we got it, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Anyways, I just wanted to say that. But what is on the agenda for today?
We have a few segments today.
Yeah.
Do you want to start off?
If anybody sees like the sweat everywhere on my face, it's because it's like 32.
Do you want to start off with a little bit of lighthearted? You want to go into this segment over here?
Let's start with lightheartedness.
Okay. So I went on Reddit and I looked up this no stupid questions sub thread. And I thought it was really, really funny. I want to answer some. No stupid questions.
Yeah.
Number
Reddit's
one.
Actually a beauty site for like.
So crazy.
I was just scrolling on it. Random, and I was like, wait, but the questions you're asking is kind of like how we do the podcast, like real thoughts, but just they're so like not stupid, but like real thoughts that everyone has, just no one says it.
It's just so anonymous that like no one like cares to judge you on your question. It's so stupid. Not? But
we should be asking these questions and see, like, you know what I mean? What
remember that guy who got cheated on, that Reddit thing?
Yeah, that was fun.
Do you guys browse Reddit? Oh, that feels so good. Thanks.
I feel it. I see it on TikTok randomly.
What, like Reddit?
Dude, it'll be like a fucking a Minecraft video in the background and then just like a Reddit, like one paragraph. Like,
yo, why do they do that? They always put like a video game on the bottom. And then there's like, there's just like a guy talking and like GTA cars driving
down.
Yeah, you're
just smashing dopamine. So they like what you're watching and hearing. Dude,
they literally found a way to like fully encapsulate
dude,
your
that's
fucking.
That's what we are. Like, think about even we're playing Valorant. We have Discord open, watching like other people stream shit. Like,
literally,
bro. Like one like good dopamine stream is not good enough.
Literally, it's the world of like stimulation right now. Okay. Everything's just
we encourage side combos.
Yeah.
Reddit.
First stupid question: why do men refuse to go into a woman's purse or bag when asked? Example: hand me my lip gloss in my purse. Well, hand me the whole purse instead of digging to find the lip gloss. Lazy.
You do this.
Wait, what? You do this. I don't think you've ever asked me to get anything.
Yes.
You have fucking four things in your purse that always go missing. Like, what do you mean? Like, you only have four things.
No.
The pocket's closed and they're everywhere.
I feel like when I ask you things, like, so you like, go get my keys, my purse, you just hand me the whole purse. You don't actually hand me the keys.
It's like, I don't know.
I also feel like it's because I have like sometimes nails or eyelashes in there.
God, fucking Christ. But no, it's like, I don't know. It's like personal. That's like, you're like, little fucking treasure
Francine
box.
Francine knows that you have random eyelashes in there. Like,
all the time. In my car, there's like nails.
Yeah, her cup holder, the thing for the, you know the door? It's a, not a cup holder. It's like the handle.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a little like crevice in there.
A little pocket.
Dude, I go to like grab the door sometimes and I just take my fucking handle. There's 17 nails stuck to my hand. I'm like, holy fuck.
He's
so
like,
nasty.
This is why your car smells. I'm like, hey, first of all, they're not real.
Yeah, they're like gross, sweaty fucking dead skin.
Ew.
It's like a little plate of dead skin. That's literally what it is. Those nails that you pick up, that's what it is.
That's true.
Dead skin.
I don't know how this always just reflects
your food for fucking 6 weeks.
Okay. Anyways, Roman, do you do that? Or Sam was like, give me a lip gloss. Do you like actually go together?
All the time.
Which one? All the time.
I just hand you your bag.
Yeah.
There's way too much shit in there. It's the same as your
sister. It actually is kind of overwhelming. Like having to like, when you like, it's just annoying. Anyway, so that's the first
in public question. You feel like you're like people are gonna think you're like dying. Robbing.
I feel like I feel like robbing them.
Yes. Just a guy like rummaging through
when
a fucking
bag. When
you
pay for something, you can't find your shit. It's like, I don't know why that gives me anxiety, like scrummaging through my bag. I'm like, shit.
Yeah, but yours is like the opposite. You have like four things.
No,
you just don't see it and then
look,
you freak out.
I have a bunch of shit in here.
I have like four things.
I have AirPods in here.
Wow.
I have a random something. Port.
Dude, should we play What's in My Purse?
Absolutely not. I don't want some weird shit in there, right?
Why? I'll do yours, you do mine.
No. There's something weird in here. I'm not pulling
what?
It.
What?
No.
Just do
yeah,
it.
Like,
no.
There's the fucking brick, but no charger. Like,
yeah, but nothing she actually needs.
No.
No. No debit card.
Yeah.
No, I forgot my debit card.
Like half a usable thing. Those are all like half usable things.
They're all half of them are lip liners. Okay, go.
Okay. Next question. Why do people make this comment? And I have the comment on here, so just bear with me.
I'll do one in the meantime.
No. It's right here.
Holy shit.
Ready? Why do people make this comment? My wife. Oh, nope, that's not it.
Looks like I've never made that one.
Where'd it go?
Yo, by the way, I had to take a ring off of this finger because like three people messaged me and they're like, are you engaged and you're hiding it? I was like, no. So I had to take this ring off. Yeah, I was like, no. I had to take this ring off of this finger because everyone's watching the podcast. Like someone sent me a picture and circled it. I was like, what? I was like, dude, it's a
wait,
rose.
Who did that? That's
dude, there was this like this Indian man. He had a ring on his finger for like 17 years and he never took it off. And it like crusted with like a scab around his finger. So they had to cut it off. But like the top part stayed on his finger. It was like
The ring?
Yeah. Like they cut off the bottom.
Oh.
But the top was like crusted into a scab. Like it looked disgusting.
No, wait, is this it?
Yeah.
Ready? Why not take your ew, man?
Yeah, or like if they pulled it off, it would just rip his skin off.
It's just like why do people make this comment from a guy's perspective? What do you guys think?
My wife.
So I was at a wedding last night and my brother and his fiance were introduced to my coworker and her husband. My coworker, who is usually an introvert, blatantly says, your wife is beautiful. I don't know how you got her, with a snarky little smile. So my question, is this something people say to bust your balls? Or are they truly implying that the partner is too good for them based on physical appearance? So like when people say, how did you manage that? Or like, ooh, lucky guy. Like, lucky you. Like, he's asking, like, why do people make that comment for?
I think it's just, like, a default comment.
Yeah.
Like, they say like, it once and someone laughs. So it's like, okay, that's my go-to every time.
That's what someone said. Someone's like, it's like saying, how are you? Good. You. Like, it's just, like, kind of default.
It's just like, yeah, it's lucky
like,
you.
It's like, anytime I see my coworkers on Thursday and Friday, I'm asking them, got any fun plans this weekend? Like, it's like default. Thursday,
so
Friday, I'm asking you
or
what
like
you're
when
doing.
You're on Zoom, basic when you're on Zoom, yeah. When you're on Zoom on a Monday, how was your weekend? Like, just basic, like, questions.
Yeah, exactly. What'd you
do
this weekend?
I just think it's kind of offensive. If I were to like, pull you in, they'd be like, how did you get that? Like,
well, it's
I,
the tone of voice,
yeah,
too, right?
It?
Like, if they're saying it like, yeah, how'd you get her? It's like,
yeah. Like how about, like, lucky? How about, like,
what the fuck, man? Like, I don't have a girlfriend.
How about, like, when they go, like, oh, lucky guy. Like, you're a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Is that what if that offend you? If a guy said to you, like,
it's not like I've ever been like, yo, like, thanks so much, man. It's always like, okay.
Okay, interesting.
What do you ever get fired up when someone's like, yo, you're a lucky guy, you got her? So no, any guy saying that, it's like, what?
Yeah, just say, like, yo, thanks, man. Like,
yeah,
it's like, Rome doesn't care. Rome's like, thanks.
It's the most polite way to say that you want to bang someone's wife. You're a lucky guy.
Okay, that's excessive.
That's what someone said there.
That's like, calm down.
No,
I
mean, that guy probably had some weird tone of voice said to him, and like, now that's how he thinks people are saying it, but like.
Okay. Oh my God, this one's literally.
I think majority of people are just like, yo, lucky guy, man. Like, good for you. You got a good lucky girl. Yeah. You know, like, they're just
true.
Like,
yeah.
It's kind of saying, yo, your girlfriend's fucking disgusting.
Yo, yeah, your girl's a fucking dime, bro. But like, either way, it's
I'm lucky I'm not you.
Yeah.
So bad. Can you imagine? It was my girlfriend. Ugh. Like, yeah.
Yeah, God, I'm not you.
Damn, yeah. Okay. How do I politely ask my wife not to talk to me while I'm at the toilet without being awkward and rude?
Don't fucking talk to me. What? Roman will literally be like, close the fucking door.
Yeah,
stop talking.
I locked the door or something.
Yeah, I do that too, because she was knocked. Excuse me. I'm like, yo.
You're
fucking shit.
You already
do. I was like, fucking God's dying in here. Like,
yeah,
the worst.
Why do you lock the door? That's so sketchy. Like, dude, I'm fucking
shit.
Wait,
you know what I do?
Like,
I take a coin, I unlock, and I sit there with him.
Yeah,
I go, so
she always
up?
Fucking.
Okay, that's weird. I don't know that.
I just want to fucking think
about
it.
I don't sit there while you shit.
That's it. You know? It's not like when I'm pooing, I'm thinking, oh, in 5 minutes I have to go. All I'm thinking about is fucking pooing. It's the best. I'm yeah. so, I don't think I'm ever more in the moment in a single dude, 24 hours. It's a
guy's like happiest time. Like, I swear to 10 God. Minutes just sitting on your phone on the toilet or something. And you're it's just amazing.
The amount of shit I go through, like 2 minutes of TikTok, a fucking, my FIFA, I'll do like an SBC.
It's your routine.
I'll do like 17 different things in like 10 minutes.
Okay.
When I played Clash, I used to fucking just go sit in the toilet and just play like three games of Clash, and then just
you'll be done and be like, hey, one more. This is so comfortable right now.
Yeah, why do people
you only have to read the actual thing?
No, I have one.
Oh. Okay.
Why do people say sure when you're asking them something or like telling them something? I think it's so condescending, and it happened to me today. So like, let's say I'm telling you something, I'm like, I'm explaining to you. So you're going to turn on the TV and do you think that this works this way? Or like, do you think we should plug it in that way? Sure. Yeah. I hate when people do that. I hate it. Wait. I'm just like,
yeah, no, oh I my agree. God,
you're so condescending.
It's not like they'll be like, yo, that's a good idea. Because then something goes wrong. Like they're wrong too. You know,
it's like almost like. It's almost like an old, yeah, older sure, person.
Let's do it. And then it goes wrong.
No,
yeah.
You know what cheeses me? That you said this too. When you like, say like, thank you to someone for doing something. They go, yep. Jesus.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, thank you. Sure. Me. Like, what do you mean? Just say you're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, thanks for giving this to me. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, or exactly. Like, or if you're explaining like, something I didn't want to someone.
But like, here, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't want to say the exact example that happened to me today, but like, let's say I'm explaining something to a guest on a podcast or I'm being interviewed on a podcast and I'm like, yeah, you know, like sometimes when you're going through hard times and like you do this and they're like, sure. And you're like, I hate that.
Other way of saying like, yeah.
It grinds me.
Yeah,
my
but
ears.
It's like you don't agree with what I'm saying though, so you can't just.
Or you
say
don't
yes.
really care,
like,
or you don't really care.
Or you're just like, sure.
Yeah,
or
that, yeah.
You're just like sure. failing to like, yeah, like just.
I hate
like,
that word.
Express.
Or when I'm like, Rome, do you want pasta for dinner? Sure. I'm like,
no, that's different.
That's no, different because like you can it. Hear my tone of voice.
Yeah, but you
too.
Don't like when I say sure.
I'll be like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, but you said
I'm down for it. I'm not gonna be like, what the fuck?
Okay, last one.
I do think it's an annoying word though. Like,
yeah.
Does anyone go through a vicious loop of being productive and having a great routine for a few days to living like an absolute slob for the next few, rinse and repeat?
Oh, way more than days, weeks and months.
And listen.
When I smoke weed, it literally directly correlates.
Well, I didn't smoke, well, except for the gummies. But I'm saying like, I have those periods where I'll be in like a great mood. I'll wake up, I'm like, I'm going to get shit done. And I'll do it for like 4 days. My room's clean. And then like, 5 days later, my room's a fucking mess again. I'm like, fuck, like, why do I feel so depleted and unmotivated? I don't want to do anything. Mm-hmm. And you made a good comment. This weekend, we did absolutely nothing. Like,
it was beautiful.
I get antsy. I'm like, wait, maybe we should go for a walk. Maybe let's go for a bite to eat. Maybe we didn't.
The whole point was Friday, I slept over at her house and I hurt my knee. I couldn't walk. I was limping at work.
At the house?
Yeah. Just because like my leg was hanging off the bed. Like it's too short that way. So my leg hangs off the bed.
And it like put pressure.
And it was hurt. Like I was limping for 2 days. All weekend. I'm like, dude, I know it's a long weekend. All I want to do this weekend is nothing.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt my knee. I want to do nothing. Dude, every time she got bored, we should just walk it. Pep, we should walk a dog. We should do this. We should do that. I'm like, dude, how many times all I want to do this weekend is nothing.
Listen, this is where I'm coming from, though.
Okay, go.
Because I said to you, I was like, I feel lazy. I'm like, I feel like we've just been melting in your bed. I feel lazy. He's like, it's okay to be lazy sometimes. It's okay to like get your body to rest and not fucking do anything. Why do you 100%. Have to do stuff? And I was thinking, I'm like, that's actually true. And today I had a moment where I had a 15-minute break from work and I didn't walk. I just literally laid there and just like, slobbed and was like eating and I was like, this actually feels good to not do anything and we don't have to feel guilty for like not wanting to do something. But I feel like long weekend, there's like a pressure, go to the beach, just long next long weekend, or like go for a walk or get your body moving or whatever. But like, what if I just want to stay home and melt in my bed?
It's Labor Day. Yeah. What is even that?
It's actually, sorry, what
like,
is even that?
No, but actually, what is even Labor Day? I'm sorry. Like,
it's actually responsible.
Celebrating labor.
It's actually responsible and harder sometimes to rest than to like go and do something. But
it
like,
is the harder
resting
thing to do, to
is,
be honest. Like,
resting is like very productive to your fucking wall. Like, you need to, if you don't rest, and like, I tell myself, I say this, but like, I don't do this. You know what I mean? Like, I'll have a break at work or something and I'll be like, what can I do like to get ahead? It's like, why don't I just fucking take a break?
Yeah.
Like, or like one day it'll like you said, it'll be the long weekend, like Monday long weekend. I'm like, okay, let's do something.
Sometimes
let's be productive.
That is the step to get ahead. Like taking that break, you know, just like recollecting and just fucking relaxing, just like isolating your thoughts and just like It's literally the best way of like learning, you know, you're just like recuperating, you're chilling.
And I do think there's a, there is a cycle of it, but I feel like don't, you shouldn't like harp all, like you shouldn't like get down on yourself for it. Maybe just find things of like, why are you like going back into the cycle? Yeah. Like for example, maybe like for me, it's usually what puts me in my cycle is when put clothing on the floor, I'll keep putting clothing and it'll pile up.
Yeah.
Then my room's a fucking mess. And I'm like, oh, but you know what I mean? I just feel kind of like not good.
Yeah.
So maybe like picking what action you're doing or like what you're doing to make yourself go into that cycle kind of thing.
Then before you know it, your car ends up looking how yours looks.
Exactly.
One piece of food at a time.
I don't think I do it like, okay, my car is always messy, but like with the house, like I don't think I do that because like if my space isn't clean, like sometimes I'm kind of annoying where I'm like, all these clothes need to get picked up now. Otherwise, like my mental will go insane. Mm-hmm. So like I go through those waves of like being wanting to be really productive and then not. But like, except with tidying up for some reason. Like if the dishes are in the sink for more than like a day, like if they're in the sink in the morning and then they're also in the sink at night, like I can't
deal.
Gives
you anxiety.
Yeah, I can't deal. And also, I'm not trying to self-diagnose myself, but I've been doing a lot of like scientific research, like journals and stuff about ADHD because I think I actually have ADHD.
Okay.
Because what I was reading is that if you are somebody who really procrastinates, but also somebody who like needs everything to be perfect all the time, and you can really only like get on something and do it when you feel that sense of urgency, that's like very much ADHD. ADHD isn't just like, oh, I can't focus
ADHD
on one thing.
ADHD is very like impulse acting. You're very like acting upon impulse because like that's how you feel in that moment, and like you just fucking feel a different way. Like every
And I realized I procrastinate a lot of things, not really like with work stuff or like things I need to like do in that regard, but like let's say I need to like, I don't know, mop the floors. Like I will not do it until I have like a sudden urgency, like, oh, I should do that now, and then I go do it. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain what I mean,
but I feel like it's fine to act that way though, because like that's like your body, that's almost like it's your body's natural way of saying like maybe it's time to clean this.
It's like, fine. But like it's also like it makes me mentally tired because I'll still be thinking about wanting to do it up until the point where it's like something in my brain's like, do it now. Like I'll be thinking, mm-hmm. okay, I need to mop the floor before Saturday before people
like
come over.
Like a burst of motivation.
Yeah, it's like, and if I don't, and it's almost like if I don't act on that burst of motivation in that moment, like I won't do it. Yeah. It's so weird. I don't know. But anyways, I think I'm gonna go see.
I used to leave like things in high school till the last minute too.
Literally.
So stuff?
I had to do it.
I have another. Do I do that first?
No, go ahead.
I have another question, and we're kind of talking about this in the kitchen. Date night etiquette. What? Do you guys have a schedule or a date night etiquette of like when you go on dates or like routine for dates?
What does etiquette mean?
What do you mean?
Sounds like a schedule.
Yeah. So for example, me and you, schedule. We try to.
Etiquette is like,
sorry.
Like manners.
I take off her shoes for
no,
her.
No, okay. I mean, that'd be nice, but no. I mean,
wash
like,
your feet for a couple of
date night, I guess, schedule is a better word. Sorry. So for example, like we try to implement 2 a month, and then like one would be Francie's idea, one will be mine, and one's at home and one's not. So it varies. So like, for example, Saturday is at home. It's your
like
idea.
Like one involves like spending money, I guess, like going out or just like.
Well, we made a date night jar. We never use it, which I feel like we should.
Yeah, it was your ADHD vision for fucking 7 months. We finally did it and we've never used
it. I've asked to use it. You use it.
I said, yeah.
What? Okay.
I said, yeah.
And then you ended up doing it like your own idea.
Okay, so let's pick one. We have like 700 ideas just chilling in the jar now.
And they're actually good ideas. But anyways, that's like, we're trying to implement that. Do you guys have like a date schedule?
No. We kind of just do it whenever we feel like doing it.
Yeah, I feel like we both have like ADHD in that sense. It'll just be like a Friday and we'll just be like, yo, like we're both like in a good vibe. Let's just go out for dinner and we'll just like pick a place and just go around.
Yeah, but like if we go a really long time without doing something, like living together doesn't mean that you're like spending time together all the time. Like it's not like that. Like you're very much like preoccupied with other stuff. So like
if anything, you're more like scheduled when you live together.
Yeah,
you
obviously
like, you want to like make sure you have time for like
each
other.
Yeah. And like you're always, I feel like sometimes we're talking about such logistical things like, oh, this needs to get paid. Like, what are we doing for this person's birthday? Oh, like my parents scheduled this, your parents scheduled that. We got to take out the trash. Like it's a lot of that. So if you don't make time to actually like go on dates and talk about fun stuff like you would like when you weren't living together or like whatever, then it can get like roommate-y very fast.
Yeah.
But we had a date night the other night. It was Friday night.
Well,
and it was,
yeah,
was
cute.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of awkward though because me and Roman were in robes. We were in robes on our rooftop, like for those who don't know, we have like a rooftop patio, and Rome was like making me watch Bob Ross while we were making dinner.
We were bringing the Bob Ross.
So I'll insert a picture here, but basically we had a date night of painting alongside Bob Ross in our robes on the rooftop. And so mine came out pretty good. Not gonna lie, yours was okay, but mine was pretty good. And all of a sudden we're on the rooftop in robes, and I mean, guys sit with their legs open. So he's in a robe. And yeah. Fran walks in the rooftop. Hey, guys. And she's like, oh, so cute. And Rome's like, what the?
Dude, my legs slapped together so fast.
He was like, I think she just like, yeah. I was like,
saw
no.
My balls.
No, I didn't see anything.
That was so funny though.
No, the robe was still covering, but it was just like unexpected.
I was dropping off Miss Dune.
Was like, that funny just seeing that? We're just sitting there in robes, like,
yeah, we probably she told like, me, like,
come. Yeah. Like, no, she goes, come drop off Kiki. I come, I'm like, hello? And, like, no one's in the house. Like, where the fuck did they go? And I figure you're upstairs, and I just see you guys in robes. Yeah,
she did not think it was weird. So that was the cutest thing. She
no, I did. I came home after. Like, oh,
you will not believe what I just watched.
Yeah, really?
It was lovely. It was just beautiful.
I told his mom. Like, my sister remember painting the robes. It's so cute.
Painting in the robes naked. Yeah. Wow.
It was divine. The weirdest words I've never heard before.
Really? She's been talking weird lately. Is it just me?
Well, yeah. What did you try saying when you were really high? Deteriorated? What did you even try?
No, she's just been trying to talk like.
I was deactivated.
What? She'll be like, I apologize. And I'm like.
What's
I don't
yeah,
know.
You sound she'll very just, lawyer sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. She'll just be like, I apologize.
I tell you that sometimes too.
So it's like you're like it's like
he
two.
Says, he says I'm team chat.
Formal, like you're form getting.
He says yeah, they yeah. Talk
she's
like
talking to
you
like I'm
chat.
In a team chat. Like,
yeah, I'm like, are you aligned to this date night? He's like,
what?
I know I do that too.
Hi, bitches, girl.
I'm like, Rome, can you take out the trash by end of day? He's like,
with
okay.
A period at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah,
that's what I do. I'm like, are you aligned? Hello, are you aligned?
Anyways, I want to, before we wrap up, I have one last topic that I want
God,
to
talk. God, 50 minutes already? Jesus Christ, I went by holy. Fast.
I told you, with them, we go by fast. Okay, there's yeah, there's legit. Two things. Which one should we do? Okay.
Do this one. That's relevant because people are starting to.
So, I've been seeing on socials, people online kind of questioning what people do when they work from home. Okay, because work from home has been a wave, and it's been proven statistically that people can work from home. And 83% of remote workers said that they feel that they operate at the same or a higher level than when they're in the office at home.
That's kind of your bullshit, though. I don't think that you work better at home.
But wait.
100%
okay.
You don't.
So that's what
like,
the
I think it's good for your
do
mental
you work
health,
better,
but I don't think
but you work more efficiently. Like, I feel like it's
hold
like,
on,
do
can
you
I
work,
read the statistics
in terms
first?
Of like, okay. If I own a business and my employees work from home, like I would be cheesed. But as
so
an employee working
saying.
From home, I would love it.
Yeah.
So like, it's just there's been business owners who they were like, people like, okay, for example, if I go to the gym, you go to the gym on your lunch break. If I go to the gym, like I don't really have a set lunch break, but like I take an hour for myself at lunch. Mm-hmm. It's not a secret. Everyone does that. And then, let's say I take it at like 1 and I'm at the gym and I'm like, there's a lot of people at the gym. Like, do people not like, what are people doing during the day? Do they not work? Like if I was a business owner, I could see myself being like, is this what my employees are doing? Like they're just like going for walks and going to the gym throughout the day, like when they should be working.
Dude, we're like gaming with some people sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
that's
like
crazy
fully
though.
Working.
Yeah. So yeah. I can see I can see the business owner perspective where it's like, is this what employees do all day? Like they run their errands, they go to the gym, they do this and they do that. And it begs the question, like, are people actually more efficient and productive in the office or working from home? And then the statistics say that 55% employees say that they put in more hours while working remotely. And then 83% say that they are more productive than in the office. My thing is when I did have to go to the office for a job previous to the one I have now, I was fucking miserable. And like some people might call me spoiled, but like it took me so long to get into the office every morning and come home at night that I didn't have time for myself. I didn't have time to go to the gym hardly. Like I didn't have time to work on the, I was exhausted. If we had to come to the podcast on like a weeknight, like we are right now, I'd be fucking exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I like have gone more like successful in my job working from home than I did when I was working in the office. I complete all my tasks and I have time for myself. If I'm done at 5, I go like this. I close my laptop and I'm done. I don't need to commute home and do all that. So I think that it actually increases people's like happiness and success in other areas of their life, which in turn will make them more productive at work. Because if you fucking hate your life and then you're going to work the next day, like guess what kind of vibe you're giving off?
Not only that, I find when I'm really overwhelmed with work, I have like a huge like workload and I finish it. And I'm very like high anxiety or high stress. I can be like, okay, let me go for a walk.
Yeah.
Let me walk my dog, get some exercise, come back level headed. If I did that at work, you're surrounded by people. You have no way like manage or like calm yourself down in the office. You can't just like, okay, let me go walk my dog for 15 minutes.
Work face on.
Yeah, and it's like you can't like scream and just be like, the F are you doing? You know what I mean? Like you can't have that kind of like, I think I'm more productive at home too. But I'm not like, I like when I go into office as well.
Yeah, like
my office is 20 minutes away. Like everyone's nice and everyone leaves at like 4 o'clock because it's like, you gotta come home. But
I think it's important to be able to have an office and to be able to see your team in person once in a while. But I think if all companies, especially companies that have shown to be productive working from home, force their employees back into office, there's going to be like a really like big push and pull. Cause it's like, we're productive at home. We're getting shit done. And like productivity shouldn't come at the cost of people's well-beings. I don't think.
What do you think? Cause you work in office.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I
love it though.
Yeah.
Like an anomaly. Yeah.
I feel like you wouldn't like working from home.
I would fucking.
Maybe some people would hate it. That's why I wanted to ask you too. Yeah.
I wouldn't like it. But personally, why? I know I wouldn't do shit. I would be gaming all day long. I would be doing because I'm at work, I'll finish the tasks I have to do. And then just because of like what I do, I'll just go on like a witch hunt of just like finding people who are doing shit they shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean?
Like it makes you work harder.
Yeah, like I tell you all the time, all this like rant, I caught these fucking people doing this random shit. That's all me just like.
In your free time.
Imagine like an open book of just like people's accounts and info, just like millions and millions and millions, and just trying to like find it. Go find something. You know what I mean? Like it's kind of fucked. But because I'm at work and like I have the pressure around me, like I do good. I just know like if I was at home, I wouldn't do half of what I do at work.
That's interesting.
So it's like 50, it's like not 50-50, but it's like a split decision.
Yeah, and it all obviously depends on the job too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I think it really depends. But I don't know. I just think like when I saw business owners being like, what do people even do? It's like, it's okay to go for a walk during the day while you're working or go to the gym on your lunch break. I think that like that's probably going to fuel your brain and your energy even more to come back to work stronger. So I don't think like I can see it from a business owner's perspective, but like, I don't know.
Because like, could be like in their eyes, they're like paying you to do that shit.
Yeah.
Like I'm paying you to fucking go for a walk.
But oftentimes like, people are putting in, oftentimes people who work from home put in more than 8 hours. Like if I close my laptop at 5, if I see an email come in, because I work from home, there's no like office and home distinction. Yeah. So I'll just open my laptop and let me answer an email real quick.
Yeah.
Or let me like
prep. Extra hour, like doing something that you have to do tomorrow.
Dude, if I could work overtime, I'd work from 7 to like 10 probably. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
I was going to ask that. Like what are your guys' like if you could pick any time to work?
To work?
8 to 4.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is up with my 8 to 5. That sucks. It used to be 9 to 5. Like, where did this hour come from?
You worked like, weird. It's either 8 to 4 like, or 5 to 9.
Like, dude, how many times do I call you a day? Like, how many breaks do I go for? Every time my Apple Watch, which is like a 5-minute break every hour, I'm taking a walk every hour.
Yeah,
fair. I would work 6 to 2. Today I was up at 4:30 because I couldn't sleep.
I think it meant 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. No. I was like, what?
I was up because I got, did she tell you I got stung by a wasp?
No.
On my glute.
Oh, wait, yeah. Roman told me that.
I got stung by a wasp on my glute and it literally looks like a fucking paintball welt. Like, it looks like I have a muscle on that muscle. Like, it's crazy.
Sat on a bee and it just like,
it's actually, if you feel it right now, it's burning hot. I think I got an allergic reaction. Anyways, so I couldn't sleep. Point is. And so I woke up at 4:30 a.m. and I started working like on like actual work at 5 a.m. And I was just working for like an hour and a half. And I felt like I was so like, I don't know what it was. It was almost like I had a fresh brain. I'm like, if I could work from like this time until 2 p.m. because like 3, 4, 5, you start to get like, tired. You know what I mean? That would be ideal. But anyways.
Okay. We're going to play a game to end off this 100th episode. It's a game that we found where basically it's imposter, but with songs. So three of us are going to have the same song. One of us is going to have a different song. We're going to jam and groove and dance. And we have to like look around. And whoever's like not fucking grooving the same is the imposter.
So are we guessing or what?
We're going to play the song for about 35-40 seconds.
It's a long time.
Really?
Yeah, it has to be under
pressure
30.
For the guy's fucking okay, faking 30 seconds. Voice.
No, but nobody, you won't know.
Yeah.
You don't know that you don't
have seconds. But the sound is different, no?
No, we have headphones. We have headphones on.
But it, that's like, what I'm saying. One guy's going to have to be like fake dancing for 40
seconds.
No, we all have,
no one knows. The imposter doesn't know that he has a fake song.
No, but You kind of will.
No, you won't.
No, you can't hear it.
Until you do realize, and you have to blend in and make it look like you're not the imposter.
You guys are going to be like fucking like this. and he's listening to Ave Marie.
So
like,
if you realize that, then you're the imposter, and you have to try to
You have to.
So that's
like,
his point. Yeah. You will very vividly know that he's the imposter.
But you won't know.
It is funny. Okay, wait.
It's Roman. What?
It's literally Roman.
Dude, I was just singing some crazy rap song, bro.
You're right. That actually confused me. You fucked me up. I thought I had the wrong song.
Why?
I'm listening to Sugar, We're Going Down Swinging. Like, like you're at a rave. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
No, he did this.
That gave it away.
Then I thought there was like more than two songs because you were doing that. And I'm like, this does not match.
That was so
funny.
That
don't match.
Anyways, thank you for listening to our 100th podcast episode.
Okay, this is too slow. We got like
cheers to 100 more
episode.
And we kept a cento, extra cento this time.